Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Tainas Dav Dalad, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis. We just had the second Mishnah, which discusses the Haskaras Geshamim and She'elas Geshamim. As we know, the Mishnah starts off by saying Ein Sho'alin, which we said the pshat of at least one of the days of the Bavli means Ein Maskirin. They only mention Masharach Madagashim at the end of Sukkot, possibly like Rabbi Yeshua in the earlier Mishnah. Then we spoke about Rabbi Yehuda, who says the switch happens in Musaf. Which happens in Musaf, that the first day of the last day of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres, is the day that it switches between Shacharis and Musaf, and the first day of Pesach is when it switches. And when do you ask Saint Talamatar? Either through Pesach or through Nisan. So now that's what we're up to. Michlefa, about 10 lines up for the bottom. Michlefa, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda seems to contradict himself within the Mishnah. Why? Because the first half of the Mishnah, Taman, who Omer over the Fayateva, be at the Barach, Rachelcha, Kachar, Maskir, Rishnein, no Maskir. Rabbi Yehuda says, when does the switch happen on, Sukkot? It happens on the last day of Sukkot and on the first day of Pesach. On the first day of Pesach. The Hachu, Omer Hachin. And yet in the Seifa, how long do you do, the Saint Talamatar for? When do you switch to Saint Talamatar? It says, through Pesach. Through Rabbi Yehuda says, through the whole Pesach. So why does Masharach Mardagashim switch on the first day of Pesach, while the Saint Talamata switches on the last day, through Pesach? So says the Gemara, Chadam Bishem Garmei, V'chadam Bishem Rehuda Ben Beseira. It's two different people. One time he's expressing his own view, and one time he's expressing the Shita of his Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. V'lo Yadin Haida Mishem Garmei, V'haida Mishem Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. We don't know exactly who says what. Which one is his own shita, and which one is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Minma, so, but once we know, Minma da Amr Rabbi Yochanan, halach Rabbi Yehuda, Hashem Rishim Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said, what we just had earlier, the five lines ago, Rabbi Yehuda says that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yochanan said two statements. He said that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, regarding Saint Talamato till the end of Pesach, and for Rabbi Yochanan said, "Time of Rabbi Yehuda." The reason for Rabbi Yehuda is kedei sheyetsu hamoa dos betal mebnei shatal simin yafel laolam. That's why you want to have some tal, at least even on the first day of the first Shmini Atzeres, as we said. So ha hachada amra chadais b'shem garmei v'tanyesu b'shem Rabbi Yehuda b'seira. So based on these two statements, you put it together. So it must be the first one was in the name of himself, meaning that both Mashvirah Hamer and Seita Lamatar would stop on the first day of Pesach, and that's what we do. Right? We start the first day of Chol HaMoed, we already switch to the same bracha. So they both, that's his own name. V'tenyesa, and the second day, I would say both switch after Pesach, B'Shem Rehuda Ben Beseira, and that would be like Rabbi Eliezer Shita, actually, who says the last day of Lechora, like the last day of Sukkot. So the Gemara just says, Ben Kumi, the Talmidim asked him, can we have another answer? What was the question? How can Masharach Maragashim go by the beginning of Pesach and Vesei Talamata go by the end of Pesach? How about a difference between Haskara and She'ela? Right, Bo'an Kumi, O name are Kam Haskar, Kam She'ela. Can you be Mechalik that way? Can you say that the Haskara stops first and the She'ela stops later? Again, the Bavli discusses that and says, if anything, you would have Haskara longer than She'ela. Right, this is the flip. This is stopping to be Mashav Aruach, stopping the Haskara, but continuing the Shela. But either way, the Gemara rejects it here in the Bavli and says, Amar Lon, Halacha, Makam Shemeskir and Sholin. The answer was, they asked him this, and he said, no, they go together. Halacha, Makam Shemeskir and Sholin. Whenever you have Haskara, you have Sheela. They go together. You can't have different rules between praising and asking. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chananya, will add in Bar, Achuid Rav Oshia. Rabbi Yosef asked Rabbi Chananya, the nephew, of Rav Oshia. Nohir, do you remember the Nohir at Karhavinan Kaimen Kume Chanuse de Rav Oshia Chavivech? We should have memories like this, right? Memories from a long time ago. What Torah were we talking about? Sometimes we have it. Sometimes those who learned Daf Yomi remember. Oh, remember the Daf that we were doing in the airport and in this, and I was listening to this. So we have some of these types of memories. So here he says, you remember when we were standing in front of Rabbi Oshia, your uncle's store? Right, Chanusi de Roshia Chavivach, of Reb Zira. Reb Zira passed by, Vishalmanle, and we asked him, what do we ask him? Reb Chaim Gadevsky explains, we asked him whether you're allowed to be machalik between Askara and Sheila. Right, can you Mashav Aruach and Seita Lamatar different times? Va'amar, and he said to us, Odana Yitzvichalei, I'm not sure. He said, I'm not sure, I still need to think about it. Of Reb Yosef walked by, Vishalmanle, we asked him, Va'amar, Odani, Od ana hitzri chali. Right, I also need to think about this more. But we pressed him on it. Ubisofat mitzayis lay. You pressed him on it. What's mitzayis? Mitzayis says the Pnei Moshe. Loshan lachatz v'dachak. You pushed him on it. Meaning, give us an answer. Shel lachatzta oso lo malacha ha'emes. Right, tell us the truth. You don't want to tell us? Tell us. And what happened? Va'amar, and he told us, loshanya halacha makom shemaskir sholem. They go together, like we said up above. And other rabbis, Rabbi Chiya Barba, Asa Minsur, Va'amar min Shmei Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Makom Shemaskir Sholin, again in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Acha Darsh Bebe Medrusha, Rav Acha Darshan in the base Medrush, Rav Yirmiyah Darsh Bekinish to the Bully, he Darshan in the base HaKnesses. You already see, because in the days of old also, a little bit now, there's a base Medrush and a base Knesses. Learning and davening. Remember the Gemara Megillah asks, could you sell one to the other? Which has greater Kedusha? Right, which is greater kedusha, a beis haknesses or a beis hamedrash? Right, the Gemara even discusses there. If you want to, what is the reference to habayis hagadol? Right, habayis hagadol. Here it is on the chav zayin am an aleph in the Bavli in Megillah. The Gemara says, what is the reference in the pasuk of by Yisrof, by the Churban, they burned as Beis Hashem, as Beis HaMelech, as Kol Batei Yerushalayim, as Kol Bayis Gadol, Saraf Ba'esh. What's Kol Bayis Gadol? There's a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shubin Levi. Chadam Ramakam Shabakadlam Bo Torah. The Chadam Ramakam Shabakadlam Bo Tefillah. Right, whether it's Bayis Gadol is Torah or Tefillah. So that's in that context. They talk about, you know, Beis HaMedrash and a Beis HaKnesses, which has the Har Kedusha. But that's here. The Gemara discusses that one of them gave this psak in the base Medrash, one of them gave psak in the base Knesses. Halacha Malka Shemaskir and Shalin. Again, they gave that psak that it goes together. Says the Gemara, really? But Vatanita, we learned in the next Mishnah, just in a couple of lines from now. This is where we start getting into the rain. Where is it appropriate? When does the rainy season start? Vatanita, the Mishnah says, B'shloshim Archej V'shloshim Rosak Shamim, the third day of Cheshvan. You start asking for rain the third day of Cheshvan. One second. But didn't you stop Mashiva Ruach earlier? The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chia, yeah, b'shas hamikdash shayni." Really, fundamentally, they should go together. Really, you should start asking for rain already by the end of Yontif. The problem is, in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, there was Aliyah L'Regel, so you're going to start asking for rain, and it's going to start pouring, and they're still going to be on the road back. So you got to wait 2 weeks. To give them some time in order to get back. That's shas hamikdash shayni, and that's what the Rishonim on the Bavli. Also note that on the Mishnah. Look in the Ritva. The Ritva in Tainus Daf Yud says the Ritva on this Mishnah. Begim Amar Cheshvan Sholosak Shamim. Bein Latana Kama Bein L'Rabbi Gamliel Mishnah Seinu Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayam Hi Shinuya Ulekulei Alma Zman Gishamim Hula Acher Achag Elad Bizman Beis Hamikdash Kayam Chayshinam La'Oli Regalim Shelo Yatzrim HaGeshem B'Chazer Asam. They're going to get stuck in the rain on the way back. The Nimseis Machshilam La'Asalavo. They're going to have such a terrible trip back that the next time they're just not going to want to come. We'll skip this year. Well, sometimes people skipped. It wasn't the greatest thing. Remember who was a famous skipper? A famous skipper? That was Navos, right? Navos, who had a beautiful voice. And 1 year he skipped. I'm not going to know. Everybody loved listening. The kid to the Yerushalayim, Dafka, to hear him. And 1 year he skipped. That's not why, he was murdered, basically, and his vineyards were taken by Achav and Izevel, but it didn't help the matter. So that's what the Gemara says here. They machshil l'asalavo, says the Ritva. Rabbi Gamliel chayish l'kulu oli regalim afil la'achmar shabai. Rabbi Gamliel says he's choshish for all the oli regalim, even the stragglers. That's why Rabbi Gamliel says even up to the seventh, not just the third. L'maskana, we don't make such a, right? We know even now it's not bezman hamikdash. We still have different times. Right, we have the other way, right? But when it comes to Pesach, so we stop. So right when we paskin that Morad Atol and Vesein Bracha start at the same time, right? Right after the first day of Pesach, we start Vesein Bracha. But the other way is not. The other way is not. Meaning we start Mashiv Ruach Mar Hagashem and the Shmini Atzeres, but we don't start Vesein Talamater until the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael is Zayin Cheshvan. Minhag of Chutz La'aretz is December 3rd or December 4th, so it's much later. So we don't paskin like this maskana. We don't paskin like this maskana, even though the Gemara seems to say Shas HaMikdash versus Bizman HaZeh. We don't paskin. It's also interesting. It sounds like patches of this Gemara is that Shelo bizman hamikdash is different. Why? Why? Because we're not going to have anybody on the roads. Is this Gemara saying that there's no mitzvah of aliyah l'regel bizman hazeh? Is that what it's saying? Or is it just saying the people from really far wouldn't come, but some close people might come? There's different hints in Chazal about this idea. Whether there's an idea, obviously you can't bring the karbanis bizman hazeh if you don't have a mizbeach. But the Gemara, you look at the Gemara in Gittin and the Bavli and the Dalit, it sounds like there is a mitzvah. There is an idea. The Gemara says, Kiva Dika, Oli Regalim, Mishkach Shlichi. Sizer Oli Regalim. Says the Gemara, Debatated with Ashay's Bidishkai, Ashay's Bidishkai, Michael Amemar. What about Pizachay's Bidishkai, Michael Amemar? Right? Sounds like from the Gemara Pashtus that there is no mitzvah, there's not going to be people traveling. The Gemara says, Kiva Dika, Patin Kvuin, Mishkach Shlichi. So again, also there, it sounds like, Dalit Amabez, that there is no mitzvah. You look at the Maritz Chai is there. Maritz Chai is there in Dav Dalet in Gittin. He makes this ha'ara. He says, V'timsa gamkin, shagam achra churban. He says, sorry, Nirbeni ayin chulin, memches, maisa va'olu alei b'nei asya shalosh regalam liyavne liyago shlishi. He tirulem, harei daf la'achra churban alo l'regel, v'mekoma shekfuam dayanim, l'shom eim aro. So maybe when the Gemara says, but it didn't kfuin, it means people still used to come. People used to come. V'timsa gamkin, shagam achra churban, Hayumashin ha'am kol seik oseim lishom es hacham beregel b'shas kibas hachacham yachad. Everybody got together on Yantif to ask their questions, and they saved their questions. And maybe that could even be read into the Gemara of Gittin. Since the Rabati Dinim is not saying people are traveling just, you know, Bati Dinim, at the other times of the year, but on the Chagim, they all got together. It's an interesting tshuva, not so much used in this context, but it definitely is related. In the Avkas Rochel. Avkas Rochel, Yosef Kairos Chuvas, he writes in Simon Chavav, She'ela, he was asked, Hayotze me'eret Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz, v'day to l'achzar. Somebody goes to chutz l'aretz for Yantif, in Mispalo k'b'nei Eret Yisrael, what does he do about Yantif Sheini? What does he daven on Yantif Sheini? V'tam l'ma ha'olam l'regel Mispalo b'farhesio k'b'nei chutz l'aretz v'ein mochen. And why is it that here in Sfat, there are what we would call second day minyanim, for those who came from chutz l'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, right? So it's clear that they used to come to Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim, I don't know, maybe they were Ola Regal Tetzfat, I don't know. So, which is, again, what the Chassam Sofer's tshuva about Lag Ba'Omer is Charif, right? The Chassam Sofer says, everybody visits Lag Ba'Omer as if it's Aliyah L'Regel, and the Yerushalayim is Muznach. So the Chassam Sofer there predicted the earthquake. He says, it's terrible, there's going to be terrible, or not predicted, I think he said that was the reason. I think he lived around the same time. I forgot the exact years, but I don't remember if it was predicted or he said that was why. I don't remember. But Tshuva Davar Pashadu, to call she daito lachzer noe kimakam she yatsa misham. Afilu lahakel ubavach lo yasa b'nei makam shalach l'sham. So you privately daven your weekday davening, says Avkas Rochel, if you go to Chutz Laretz. Shkira Tavar Pashadu b'vur she la'olam kosh daito lachzer on a romo so kilu hu adayin b'makam she yatsa misham l'chol davar. Ubavach she yatsa b'tzina b'pnei hamachlokas. And what about the other way? He says, "V'chein misha ba mechutz laris eretz Yisrael, v'daid to lachzar havi b'chal b'nei chutz laris nihu. V'chein ma'isim b'chal yom." Here it is. It's everyday occurrences. B'chal shana v'shana olim l'shalosh regalim mechutz laaretz laaretz. It was very common. Doesn't say ola regal to shalayim, but they just came, used to come to Israel for yantif. V'osim yam sheni shalgalias ketikunav ukemishpata b'chutz laaretz, and they did a full second day. Below, interesting, this is not Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch, just here in the Chuvas. Below, Ode, Elohim is Kabsim Minyan, Mi B'nei Chutz La'aretz, Ha'olam L'Regel, Umis, he says that Lashem, Umis Palin Tfila, B'Korin Batoru, Maftirin B'Navi, B'Brachas Tchila V'Sof, Kemosh Ha'ozim Yadav Shedi B'Chutz La'aretz, V'Darver Zeh Nasi Mi Mekedem, B'Fnei Gedoli Olam, V'Lo Pikpik Adam, B'Darver Zeh Mi Olam. The Zuhi Shekasha B'Inyan, Heich Mis Palin Tfila Siyad, B'Farhesi V'Eretz Yisrael. I said they should do it. They should do it in Pafarhesya. Why aren't they worried about the Mishnah in Psachim? Ayushana Adam ibn Machlokas. Just daven privately. The Alkarchina Lomar, so he defends the Minog. He says, what it must be, Despirle L'Gdoli Olam. So many Gdolim didn't say, it's Gdolim in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't say a word. Why? The Alkarchach Lotani Ayushana Adam ibn Machlokas, El Bim Malacha, Vidichvasa, the Efshalamefak Minechurva. right? If it's a malacha, that's where there's a zilzul. And asi l'dei churva aval betfila afem mispalo kemin agamakam shiatsa misham lo nafik minei churva v'alek alamechash balabiti. People aren't going to like all of a sudden start davening yantif. Shmona Esrei me'ata nifshad hasheila mikal v'chomer. That I feel makam malacha v'chuli continues, but you see there, and he says no matzair Yosef Cairo. So he does come up, but again, it's related to this gemara. Okay, we continue. Tani Amar Bihuda Lefisha Bala Mazeh. But we're going to connect to what it said. There's a pasuk in Yoel that the Mishnah had quoted, so we're going to relate back to that. The following Agadata. Amar Rabbi Yudlefi Shabalam Azeh Hatua Osel L'Shisha Chadashim. Bizman Azeh, it takes grain 6 months to grow. Vo'ilan Osel L'Shnei Masa Chodesh, and fruit are always double. It takes a year. Tfua will take a month to grow, so trees would take just 2 months. Matam, where's that pasuk? Lachadashav yivaker. Chadashav is plural, so lachadashav, for the months, yivaker, it will bloom. So if that's talking about grain, 2 months, that's talking about grain, 1 month, so the tree will be double that, 2 months. Rav Yossi Omer, different calculation. Nowadays, tfua is 6 months, and trees are 12 months. Tfua will take 2 weeks. And a tree will take fruit 1 month. Because in that pasuk, the story of Yoel, when there was such a drought, and it started raining, beginning of Nisan, and 2 weeks later, they had the carbon of Omer. They had the grain to bring. So the tua grew in 15 days. So you see, and if the grain drew 15 days, so fruit are going to be double that. Matam, what's the source? Uvene Tzion. Gilu v'simchu b'Hashem alokeichem. Kinasam lachem esamora. Litzdaka v'yored lachem geshem. Mora umalkosh barishon. Right, that's the positive barishon in the first month in Nisan. Good. Mamakai Rabbi Yossi, time of Rabbi Yehuda, lachadash of Yivaker. So Rabbi Yossi, who said it's 6 months and a year, so what does he do? Or he says it's 15 days. Again, Rabbi Yossi was on the gate of the snoop shop. Sorry. So what did Rabbi Yossi do with Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk of lachadash of? Every month this is going to happen. Doesn't mean 2 months. And every month this is going to happen. Period. Okay. Now we get to some of the dates. Says the Mishnah Halacha Gimel. Bishloshim Cheshvan Shalom Nesach Shamim. When do you start asking for rain? The third of Cheshvan. We paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel Omer B'Shiva Bo. The seventh of Cheshvan is when we start asking for rain. B'chamisha Asar Yom Achar Achag. That's 2 weeks after the Yatav. But we do that even Bizban Hazeh. Not just Bizban HaMikdash. Kedishi Yagia HaAchar should be sold in our press. So that the last one traveling back could reach the Euphrates up north. And that's the border, and people who live beyond that, some Rishonim say maybe didn't come because they were Derech Rechoka, but that is the Halacha 3 and 7. Good way to remember that. That's the day you start davening for rain. That's for Meir Shapiro's yard site, Zion Cheshvan. So remember, the Ein Torah, Ein Geshem, Ela Mayim, Ela Torah. So that's how I remember his yard site. Masnisa, Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah, which says the Tanakama, meaning who stumbled the Mishnah of three, is like a mayor. The Tani, because the following Brisa, Eze, Ismada Shal Ravia, when is the Ravia? The Ravia is the first rains. Remeir Omer, Hadachir Bishlosha. The Mishnah says you start asking for rain on the third, so it must be because that's the rainy season. Vabenon is the middle rains, Beshiva, are the seventh. Vafelo Beshiva, sir, and the later ones are the 17th. Rabbi Yuda Omer, no, Abachira Beshiva starts a little later. Vabenon is Beshiva, sir, Vafelo Beshiva Bishlosha. And Rabbi Yosa has the third day. Later than that, Rabbi Yosef Habachir B'Shiva Asar. The early rains is the 17th, right? 10 days later. V'Habenon is Be'Asar Mishlosha. V'Afela B'Shloshim Yom on day 30, which is really Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Shekein Matzanu Shein Yechidim Mis Matchilin Lisanos Elab Rosh Chodesh Kislev. After all, we find that the fasts of the Yechidim start on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is the day of the third when it should have rained. If it doesn't rain by then, that fits into the third shita of Rabbi Yosa. Amar Av Avmari, Achui Rabbi Yosi, Hakol Moda B'Shiva Asar. You see, everybody holds that the 17th is a significant day. Rabbi Meir says it's the last. Rabbi Yehuda says it's the middle. Rabbi Yosi says it's the first. But the 17th of Cheshvan is a significant day for rain. Why is that? Shuzman Kima Lishkoa. It's the day that Kima, the constellation of Kima, goes down in the behind the horizon as a star. Shebo Yaron Mabal Olam, and that brings rain. And that's the day the Mabel started, right? The seventh, when the day that Kima went down, That's the day the Mabul started. And therefore, that's why the 17th is significant according to everybody. Matam, Bayom Azeh, Nivku Kol Mayanos Tom Rabba. All the Mayanos were open. Rabba Bar Zmina, Rabba Lazar B'Shem Rav Oshia, Halacha Kibishu Omer, B'Shalom Rechaj B'Shalom Sakshamim. The Halacha is the third day. Right. Not what we paskin, but the third day. V'lamalo Amar Kibi Meir. Why do you say the Halacha is like the one who says the third day? Just say Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is that opinion. Just say Rabbi Meir. Is Tani Tani Machlif, because there are some sources that flip the names. That it wasn't Rabbi Meir's opinion, so we wanted to make sure that you got the content right, even if you didn't get the names right. Okay. There are brachas that are said sometimes for rain. The Rishonim say that it's only after a time of no rain. Meaning, what if the rain starts on the rainy season when it's supposed to start? There's no special bracha then, l'chora. Right? But after a tzara, the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Chaf Aleph, Im Hayu Bitsa'ar, Machmas Atziris Geshamim. If there was pain and difficulty, there was an Atziris Geshamim, V'yardu Geshamim, then it rained, Mivarchem Aleihem. Right? Mivarchem Aleihem. Then you make the bracha, Afal Bishalo Yardu Adakate Revia, even if it didn't rain tons yet. Misha Yardu Kolkach Sharabu Ala Aretz, if there's a lot on the ground, Sheyalu Ababu Osman Amater with his bubbles and like puddles, V'yelchu Zele Krazet, the puddles are touching each other, that's when it's enough. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Rama, umash einon nogim bezman hazeh bebirchas hagashamim. We don't really do this nowadays. Mishum demimdinos elu, because in our country, says the Rama, in Poland, tzidir megashamim, ve'inam netzorim kolkach, you don't really have droughts. Right? There rains all the time throughout the year. Says the Mishnah Berurah, efshar de be'eretz Yisrael, shematzui sam yovesh gadol, in Eretz Yisrael, it's much drier, ukshba eis hagashamim, vageshim yored bezmano, kolachat sameach bo. It could be that in Eretz Yisrael, says the Mishnah Berurah, I don't think he was ever in Eretz Yisrael, towards the end of his life, various stories that he tried to make Aliyah, he was going to, but the Mishnah Berurah says, in Eretz Yisrael, where even the first rain is a big simcha, because it hasn't rained in months, so maybe even without the tzara. It's just that if it rains a lot, you don't keep making it every time. But he's the Mishnah Berurah Magadim seems to say, even if it's has not been the rainy season, you're not going to make the bracha. Not going to make the bracha then. Good. So what is this bracha? Various forms. Says the Gemara. Kama Geshamim Yerdu V'Yetzar Adam Zorach Lavarech. How much does it have to rain for you to make the bracha? Which bracha are we talking about? So that's the Pasha bracha is Hatova Hametiv. Tova Hametiv is the bracha on, you make on Besoros Tovos. This is Besoros Tovos. Besoros Tovos that are shared with someone else, generally. So Rabbi Yochanan, B'tchila K'dei Revia, the first rains, enough to be Revia means to penetrate the ground. It means it's very dry, so it's got to rain a lot. In order, that first rain, in order to be Zoche to the bracha. U'besof, Rabbi Chaim Kadevsky says, what if you missed it? You didn't make the bracha the first time. So B'sof, what's the how much does it have to rain the next time? K'dei Sheyaduchu Pnei HaKarmid. Enough to get the tiles wet on the roof. Different pshatim, whether that's a lot or that's a little. Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yishmael, B'shem, Rabbi Shimon, Melakish, B'tchila, K'dei Revia, that's the same. But B'sof, K'dei Shetishara HaMagufa. At the Sof, in order to, if you have a Magufa, a pot cover, if it gets soaked and falls apart. So much rain that it falls apart, like a piece of clay falls apart. V'yesh Magufa Nishris, 1 second. Even if you have something that's made out of clay, if you put it in a kiln, and burned it, so it's not going to fall apart in the rain. So what are we talking about? So Ella Roano so kilu hishruya. No, it means that if it wouldn't have been put in the kiln, it would have fallen apart in this way. Again, sometimes you have that ki'ilu. Like the Gemara says that the Mishnah says you sit in the sukkah until your porridge gets water in it. You have to mamish wait for the porridge to get water in it, and only after water goes into the soup. So that's when you are allowed to close up shop and go inside. No, it means the amount of rain that if you would have soup out there, the water would go in. Rav Yossi, B'shem Rav Yehuda, Rav Yonah, Rav Yehuda, B'shem Shmuel, B'tchilik, De Revia, L'Basof, Afil Kol Shehu. This day says, even a little amount, once it started raining, you'd make a special bracha. Rav Yossi, B'shem Rav Zira. Rav Yossi said the name of Zira, wait a minute. All of these shiurim, I heard differently. L'hafsik tainis nemra. I thought all of these shiurim about enough to penetrate the ground, enough a kolshu. I heard this is all about if there's already a fast that was decreed. And all of a sudden it starts raining, when can you stop the fast? So that's what the old shiurim are about. These aren't about when to make the bracha, but when to stop the fast. So Which is it? Shem Chizki, Rabbi Nachum, Rav Adabar, Avimi, Havi Yisiv, and they were all sitting one time. Amr, Rabbi Nachum, Rav Adabar, Avimi. Lo Mestavar, Lebracha Nemra. So Rav Nachum says to Rav Adabar Avimi, right? One of these people sitting, one of these rabbis sitting there. Wasn't this said Lebracha? Amr Le'in. Says, yeah. It was said regarding how much for a bracha. Amr Rav Chizkiya Rav Adabar Avimi. Rav Chizkiya then says to the same rabbi, Lo Mestavar LaHefzik Tainus Nemra. Wasn't it said for regarding Hefzik Tainus, how much you have to have in order to stop the Tainus? Amr Le'in, yeah. So he says, wait a minute. Amr Le'in, Lama Amr Le'achet, you gave to it. He asked you, does it mean A? And I asked you, does it mean B? And you said yes to both. So how does that work? Amr Le'in, no. To who Nag Mashidus Rabbi? He asked me, does it mean A? I said yes, because I know that's what his Rebbe holds. And he could follow his Rebbe Shita. I hold B. So I told him, is that true? I said, yeah, but I wasn't going to say no to what his Rebbe said. Amr Le'in, Rabbi Manu Reb Chizkiya, Manu Rabbi, Rabbi says, one second, who's his Rebbe? Amr Le'in, Reb Zeira is his Rebbe. And Amr Le'in, but we have Reb Zeira's report, we have a report of Reb Zeira that he holds like us. Amr Le'in, Anan Amrin, skip the af, Vanan Amrin, Reb Yosef, Shem Reb Zeira, Lehefzik Tainus Nemra. So don't tell me that it's his Rebbe, right? We have the report of his Rebbe agreeing to the other sheet of Hefzik Tainus. So no answer given to that problem. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yecheskel, Amar, Yehuda, the son of Yecheskel said, Hochin Have Yecheskel Abba Mevarech. This is how my father used to make the bracha. And again, different pshat to make out. Is this a lot of rain or a little rain? Is this after a tsar? Is this, you know, different pshat? Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky here. He quotes a couple of the days here. But this is also a special bracha on the rain. Mevarech Yehuda Keshamim. Yiskadal v'yiskadash. Yisparach Yisramam. Shimcha Malkeinu. Hashem's name is exalted in many different ways, right? These are not synonyms. Judaism believes a lot in praising God, and that's why we have a lot of names to praise God. Just like the Italians have a lot of words for noodles, and the Eskimos have a lot of words for snow, and the French have a lot of words for love, we have a lot of words to praise Hashem, because that's what we're into. So, Yiskadal, Yiskadal, Yisparach, blessed, sanctified, uplifted, Shimcha Malkeinu al kol tipa v'tipa shatamorid lanu. For every drop that you give us, Sha'at Mamni'an, Zuminu, you hold them back from each other, from the word monea, because meaning every drop is its own drop. It doesn't get mixed together and fall like a barrel. Mishanemar, right, because the Gemara in Basra Tezayin, when Hashem is talking to Eov has an unbelievable line. When Eov is suffering there, he says to Hashem, I think you mixed up Eov and Oyev. I think I'm Eov, I'm not your Oyev, I'm not your enemy, remember that? And Hashem answers him, you think I got mixed up in the letters? You know, there's no two drops of rain that get mixed up, right? And if it would get mixed up, the whole world would be destroyed. You think I got mixed up between Eov and Oyev? But this is what's quoted there, Babasra Tezayin. So we give the bracha, Hashem, you prevent them, you separate them. Shneamar, ki garan nitfe mayim, Hashem prevents the drops of water being together. Yazuku mutter leido, because then it would be damaging. Kamoadat amar, where do you see yagara means that? Vinigra meyar kecha. Pasuk says, if you take away, if you withhold from the value, so yigara is a lashon of withholding, you hold, withhold the rain from each other so that it doesn't, affect the world. Amr abyudin avuid dremitan. Yevlo'o, not only that, that Hashem separates the drops, ella, shu moridan bemida. He gives exactly how much every place needs. Shenemar umayim tikein bemida. Exactly. Rabbi Yossi bar Yaakov Salak Mavakor Rabbi Yudim Mugdalaya. One time he went to visit him. Adhu Tama Nachas Mitra. While he was there, it started to rain. Shama Kali, and he heard his host. He heard his host, Rabbi Yudin, saying, Omar, Elef Alafim Anu Chayevim Lahodos L'Shimcha Malkeinu. Thousands were Chayev to give you thanks. Al Kaltipa V'tipa Shan Moralanu. For every drop that you give down to us, Shat Gomel Toveh L'Chayevim. That you bring to a great goodness to those who are really Chayev, those who don't really deserve it. But you give us such bracha, right? This sounds like the Birchas HaGomel. Amar Lei, Hadimin Allah, where did you hear such a bracha from? Amar Lei, Hachin, Havi Reb Simon, Rebbe, Mevarech, I read this Geshamim. This is how I heard my Rebbe Simon, made the bracha. I heard this beautifully. He was so shocked and beautiful. You know, what a beautiful bracha he made. We said before, Kedei Revia, enough to penetrate the ground. How much is that? Malei Kli, flip that word, Machresha. As deep as a plow blade goes down. Shlosha tvachim, divir emeir, as long as the water penetrates three tvachim into the ground. Rabbi Yehuda omer, bitchila, if it's really hard ground that hasn't been plowed, tefach, only needs a tefachin. Bishnia, if it's plowed a little bit, tvachayim. Two. Ubishlisha, soft ground, shlosha tvachim. If it's really soft ground, then it's got to go three tefachim in. That's the amount for the bracha. Tani Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, in lecha tefach shiyori milamalan, shin haris malo tefachayim kinegdo. Whenever it rains from above, that water somehow stimulates water within the belly of the earth also to go up. We might not see it, but the ground is moist from that also, not just from the rain up above, but the rain below. Right? It goes back to the Maisa Bereishis, where the waters were connected to each other. Umatam tahom el tahom korei l'kol sino recha. Right? That the Hashem, the depth to the depth call l'kol sino recha. So again, there's Hashem is in charge of the rain, and rain has a lot of symbolism. Maybe we'll start next time with the Chavetz Chaim, the beginning of Hazina, which talks about Geshem and Tau being connected to Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebalpeh. Hashem will try to get to that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.